B-Pod Studios.
Let's bring him in right now. You can. He's the director of the Morad Center at Villanova Law.
Brilliant guy.
MMQB. He does it all. Athletic contributor. And he joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Always good to be with you guys.
Wow, man. There's so much to talk to you about. And I love having you on because you provide such a great perspective. So let's start with Antonio Brown. I saw that you did a quote tweet on the tweet that went out yesterday about his deposition today. And you did put there, he is available. Has he played his last down in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this has been a recurring story. It's kept me busy for about 2 months. And before I get to that answer, I'm just continually shocked that he has left this trail of destruction behind two, now maybe three teams. The Steelers, I said, no way in hell they cut a guy that's going to give them a $20 million cap charge for someone not there. Because that makes their plan uphill all year with that kind of number. And lo and behold, they did, just to get out of this guy. Then the Raiders, I said, no way. They're going to give up two draft picks, stake their claim on this guy, and get out of it. And lo and behold, they're able to get out from under $30 million of guaranteed money, which is a brilliant stroke by Mike Mayock, to not have any money going out to Brown before the season. Brilliant. And they get out. And now he goes to New England, where I said that $9 million signing bonus, there must be protections in that. There's no way they'd do that. And, of course, the protections were it's double installment, $5 million and then $4 million next year. But the $5 million wasn't due until 2 weeks after he signed. And, of course, he couldn't stay quiet for 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to try to fight that. He's got a good argument, though, on that case because – whatever problems they had with him, they sucked up and had him play a game. So I think the lawyers could actually be on Brown's side, but good luck.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Robert Kraft's not going to make him go through hell to get that money. Now, your question. I am not ready to say forever. It will be quite a while. I'm not even ready to say the not this year, but because think about November, injuries, playoff run. It's been a month since he got in trouble, you know, hopefully. And we'll see. But, no, with that talent, as we know, you know, he may get another chance.
No, we were talking about it here. You know, listen, he's Hurricane Antonio, and we know
category
the destruction
five.
That he leaves in his wake. But if, God forbid, you're the Eagles and, you know, you get back into it and DeSean Jackson has to get surgery, and you start to look around, and you know that these kids aren't ready. You know, it's a temptation. It might be the devil's temptation, but it's a temptation that he provides.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can tell you this from my 10 years running a team in Green Bay. You know where our team is headed tomorrow. You know, character really counts, and I understand you get this tantalizing talent, but I think these teams have now seen it. Three teams this year have said it's just not worth it. And it's more than being a pain in the neck. It's infecting, and I use that word, infecting others. So it's infecting the position group, receiver group. You know, the Raiders had a lot of young receivers. I'm sure that was part of it.
Oh, I call those guys viruses. So, and he is. He's definitely that. So let's talk about another one that I don't believe is a virus. I'm curious your thought, Andrew, on Jalen Ramsey. And you look at what the price tag would be for Jalen. I know the Eagles have great interest in Jalen Ramsey. The owner didn't want to part ways with him. I think that's more born out of a competitive spirit. But I was just curious, your take on Jalen Ramsey.
Well, everybody would love a shutdown corner that's big and strong and has a life of contract left, a young guy. It's just what's the price? And then we got to have this discussion here, too. I'm not suggesting at all he is Antonio Brown, but there are some issues. And going off on his coach, you know, is that a one-time thing? Is that he has problems with the front office? Is that something that's never going to happen again in any front office? So they have to consider all that. The talent would warrant a number one pick and more if Fitzpatrick got a one. But we'll see. I mean, listen, GMs love their number one picks, man. They're tough to part with. And, that's what it's going to require. So that's the risk analysis you look at.
Hey, Andrew, we're talking with Andrew Brand, MMQB, Athletic, Villanova Law. Andrew, panic is one of those things that fans do way before teams do and front offices do. And, you know, a guy that you work closely with, and Aaron Rodgers, had the famous relax saying a few years ago. But the Eagles right now, 1-2, heading to Green Bay this week on a Thursday night, really a stacked situation against them. When does panic become reality in the organization, in your experience?
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. The noise around the team is always more DEFCON than inside the building. And that's true for good, too. That's true. When people are talking about Super Bowl in the building, it's very calm. I don't know. I mean, I think with the Eagles, with any team, it's always focused on the division. And, you know, they won their one division game, and that's the positive. And it's going to come down to the Dallas games at some level. We know that, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, you look at different games with different importance. Yeah, they've lost a couple of NFC games, but they haven't lost any NFC East games. And I think that's where you hold off. Now, they start going 1-3 in the division, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, you know the problem that was, and how will you look at your schedule coming up? Because if there's three straight road games at Minnesota, at Dallas, and at Buffalo. That's a tough haul. And then you come home and you have to play the Bears before the week and before the bye. And that's a little bit of an issue for them because you can't win it early, but you can lose it early.
Yeah, but we've seen this team in December, you know, maybe with a different quarterback, but they've done some amazing things. And as you said, it'll lighten up as we get towards the end of the season. So, again, it's, you know, the cliches are all there.
I know.
It's long season. We'll see what happens.
Andrew, let me ask you about something happened last week when the game was going on Thursday Night Football regarding the Jacksonville-Tennessee game.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady took to Twitter. And he initially tweeted, "Too many penalties, just let us play, hashtag Tennessee Jacksonville." And then, "I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore." And then there was a meeting this weekend with NFL officials, and the amount of holding calls was down dramatically this week. Can you explain that? Is there a correlation?
I do think there are sort of weekly meetings to check in on priorities, check in on what is going to be emphasis areas. And I'm not saying conspiracy theory, but I do think that's part of it. I think people, you know, they adjust week to week, and you do see that. I don't think it's related to Brady, but, you know, listen, I was running a team when there was no social media. It's a different deal now, and the only policies really are you can't tweet before, after, during, of course, a game. There's sort of grace periods, and I don't know where this goes, because now everyone's got their brand and everyone's promoting this or that and everyone's got their opinion, and can you discipline for these things? It's going to be interesting to see where this whole thing goes with social media, because, you know, it's a thing with colleges now and getting name, image, likeness. People come into college basketball or football with these huge Instagram followings. So this is something to watch, and yeah, I think it's funny that Brady's tweeting. The guy was off social media forever. Now he's a serial tweeter.
Well, the thing about it, too, is you saw on Monday Night Football, so many people were kind of going crazy about the yellow on the scroll, and then they changed it in the second half. That's direct effect of social media.
Well, you listen, the Twitter mob has done some things, right?
Yeah.
It's done some things to people resigning in public positions, and you know, it's an amazing, amazing feat right now, and I don't know if Twitter ever meant to do this, but people get on, there's a mob.
Did you, just curious, we look at the penalties and the new rule of the pass interference. I'm just curious what you thought of that. And, you know, it's amazing because the same back judge who missed the Saints call missed the face mask the other day on Miles Sanders. And you go, how did this guy keep a job?
Yeah, how did he wait out?
He missed those two.
That one,
that's unbelievable.
That one's almost like you're watching and you're saying, are they trying to just show that, hey, we're not doing the obvious, you know? And it's, I think the one thing I'm noticing on the officiating, and this was so big in the Eagles game with Sproles and some others, and Hollins too, is the OPI. I mean, the OPI before this, maybe last year, just never called. Ever called.
Never.
And then
3-1 game.
Now you can't watch a play, and or you see a play at the end of the play, throw a flag, and it used to be 99%, it's on D. And now you're like, oh, maybe that's on offense. And it's a whole different way of viewing the game. You know, that Sproles makes that catch, you see a flag, and then you're like, oh, it could be on us. You know, and that's just a weird feeling watching these games now with the offensive pass interference.
Yeah, sometimes you won't see three in an entire season, let alone one game. Last question, Andrew, the effect of gambling on the NFL. It's prevalent, obviously, in Pennsylvania now with the legalization, New Jersey, in this area, and all over the country. What are you seeing the effect on the ratings of the game? I watched the game last night simply because I had some money on it.
Well, they learned this from fantasy. I mean, fantasy was quote-unquote soft gambling, even while gambling was illegal around the country, and the NFL and all leagues embraced it because they knew what an incredible fan engagement tool this was. And then they sat around and said, well, wait a minute. We can get this off fantasy. Wait till real gambling comes, and it's working. And as much as they fought this, I covered this, I had a symposium at Villanova about this, they fought this in court for 7 years against Chris Christie. I don't know what they were fighting because it's the greatest thing for revenues. It's the greatest thing for fan engagement. No one watches these games out of town except for gambling.
Yeah.
So it's really something that the NFL is now going to jump on this with deals with Caesars. We got offshore betting deals coming with the NFL, and it's just going to be unlimited.
Well, that's amazing. The top 50 shows, like 38 of them for the year, usually the NFL. I guess they're going for the clean sweep of top 50. Hey, Andrew, I love the Business of Sports podcast, and we appreciate you doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.